Hello?
Hi, hello, good evening. Am I speaking to Glenn?
Yes.
Hello, Glenn. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. How are you today?
How long would this take?
It will just take a few minutes of your time. I'll do it as fast as I can. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know I'm calling your cell phone, so I will make sure to do this as quick as possible.
Yeah. How did you get my number by chance?
We do get these numbers from the voters' database.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, just to make sure, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
100% will vote.
Definitely vote, okay. What is your age?
In my 40s.
Okay. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, black, African American, Latino, Asian?
And who do you work for?
I work for, this is for a national opinion survey.
And who, but you must be working for somebody.
Yes, we're calling from National Opinion Survey.
That's the company?
That's the company, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Proceed.
Okay, so the
I'm
question
white.
White. Thank you so much. Okay, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50, okay, just to make sure, 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, of that person or organization, please just say so. How do you feel about American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
Thirty,
okay. What about public schools?
Did you say public schools?
Yes.
80.
Okay. What about critical race theory, or CRT?
0.
Public. What about public school teachers?
80.
Public charter schools?
80.
Black Lives Matter, or BLM?
30.
Donald Trump?
10.
You said 10?
Yes.
What about Joe Biden?
10.
Your local school board?
25.
think they appreciate that. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say this is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Growing worse.
How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can choose any number.
Are you saying prefer or prepare?
Prepare.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry about that.
No, that's quite all right. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10. So I will give you some topics, and you tell me how important do you believe this is from a scale from 0 to 10. How about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
5.
Okay. Develop social skills.
We're talking about schools preparing this?
Yes. How important do you think
5.
That is? Okay. What about grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
10.
Be ready for higher education like college?
7.
Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
4.
Develop critical thinking skills.
9.
I appreciate that. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
They get the right amount. They don't spend it correctly, but the right amount.
About the right amount, okay. Have you attended to a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't agree with the premise that it's not taught in schools right now. It might not have that label, but the ideas are certainly taught in schools already. But, yes, I think it is political.
Okay. So would you strongly agree to that or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Do you agree or disagree to public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it may make some students feel guilty and uncomfortable? Do you agree or disagree to that?
Disagree.
Okay, would that be strongly or somewhat disagree?
I would strongly disagree that kids should not be taught about racism and
okay.
slavery because somebody's feelings might get hurt.
Okay, I understand that, and thank you so much. I respect your opinion. How about teachers or professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children? Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree to that?
Agree.
Okay, would that be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about teaching critical thinking skills requires that teacher challenge students that alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree to that?
That teachers should do that?
Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge.
Agree.
Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to that. Do you oppose or support about teaching about America's history or slavery and segregation? Do you oppose or
Do you mean segregation?
Yes.
Sorry. I'm in favor of teaching that.
Okay. So you support? Would that be a strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. How about adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools?
Do not support.
Okay. Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including daughter certification and license requirements?
Oppose.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about increasing teacher pay?
Support.
Would that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about removing books from schools' libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics?
That's impossible to answer. You would have to know what the definition of sensitive and unpopular is.
Okay.
I would... Nothing. I've got no comment on that.
Okay. That's fine. Totally fine. We can skip that one. Almost done here. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, Americas. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
How long would the unit be?
This is generally speaking. We don't have any specific data for that.
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Somewhat support. Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others may make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any numbers from 0 to 10. The first argument I have is history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of the nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians or parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to write history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but also they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How would you scale that from 0 to 10?
5.
5, okay. How about working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to the diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value. From 0 to 10, how would you scale that?
2.
Okay. How about we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house? It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians.
1.
Okay. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular, and it may make them some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree to that?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or do you disagree to that?
Agree.
Would that be somewhat or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I appreciate all your help on this. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when I get to the one that applies to you. First through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, post-grad, master.
I have a postgraduate degree.
Okay.
So a bachelor's plus.
Okay, that's great.
An additional degree.
Thank you so much. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
I appreciate it. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
It's hard to say Republican anymore. Independent.
Independent, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living with you in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, home school?
Public.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week, or more every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. For each of the following descriptions I read or I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born again evangelical or fundamentalism Christian? Does it apply to you, to anyone in the house, or it does not apply to anyone?
Not that definition of it, no.
I'm sorry?
No, not those labels. No, the right mouth.
Okay. Is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Okay, does not apply. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Alrighty. These were all the questions that I had for you today. You have helped me a lot, and I really hope you have a good night.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.